Siman Tov Reish Lamed Gimel. So this is the first sugya in the Gemara of Maseches Sukkah, the opening Mishnah. The Tov Reish Lamed Gimel is entitled Din Gova HaSukkah, the height of the Sukkah. So the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah we're all familiar with, first Mishnah, Sukkah Shi Gavo Lamalam Esim Amo Psula Revuda Machshir. A sukkah which is more than 20 amos high is possible. Rabbi Yehuda says it is kosher. An ama is 1.5 to 2 feet, so you're talking about 30 feet high. You're talking about a huge height of a sukkah, which is, you know, not obviously the shaila doesn't come up every day. That's a machlekes psula. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. We hold this possible. The Gemara has three reasons why it will be possible. The Gemara asks, Minani Yili. Omar Rabba, the Omar Krol, Pasuk says, Laman Yedu Darasechem, Kiva Sukkos HaShavdis B'nai Yisrael, when I took the Jews out of Mitzrayim. You should know that you sat in Sukkos when I took you out of Mitzrayim. So it's Laman Yedu, that when you're sitting in the Sukkah, you have to know that you're sitting in the Sukkah. So says Rabba, Adchof Amma Odom Yodesh Dar B'Sukkah. When the Schach is below 20 Amos or below, so you know you're sitting in the sukkah. When it's above 20 amos, it's so high, lo shalta ba'ena, you don't even know you're sitting in the sukkah. It's so high, you can't see the schach. That's Rabba's reason why the sukkah is possible. Rabbi Zeir gives a different reason from a different pasuk. The sukkah tzeil tzeil. The tzeil, the shade has to come from the schach. Now, the taller the sukkah, the more likely that the shade is not coming from the schach, but from the walls. And therefore, until Chaf Amma, Adam Yoshev B'Tzel Sukkah, Lamala Michaf Amma, Eni Yoshev B'Tzel Sukkah, Ela B'Tzel Defonos, you're not sitting in the shade of the Sukkah, meaning Schach, but rather in the shade of the walls. That's what Zeira's reason that the Sukkah that's more than 20 Amas high is possible. Then we have the third sheet, the sheet that's rough. Says the Pasuk, Basukas Teishus Shivas Yamin. So, Teishus Shivas Yamin, 7 days, Tzei Midiras Keba, V'Shev Midiras Arad. We have to leave our permanent dwelling, our permanent homes, and move into a temporary dwelling. Ad chaf ama adam osa dirasa dirasarai. Lamala michaf ama ain adam osa dirasa dirasarai. If you have something above 20 amas high, you have to make it, has to be somewhat of a permanent structure. It's too high to be temporary. And therefore, under 20 amas, you could make it temporary. You could also make it permanent. I can make it, build a house, take off the ceiling, right? That's not a problem. The point is, if it's more than 20 amas high, it must be permanent, and that's why it's going to be possible. Now, what's the nafka mina between the three reasons, and is there a nafka mina, and is there a psa? So the Gemara on daf beis on the beis goes on to say that according to Rabba, where the reason is that the schach so high you don't see it, that's only, like we've spoken about in the past, you have walls that are 10 tefachim high, 20 tefachim high. So the walls are short, kosher walls. But they don't go up to the schach, and therefore you don't see the schach. But according to Rabba, if the walls go all the way up to the schach, so then naturally your eye is going to see the wall, and it's going to see the schach. So that means, according to Rabba, the halacha, that sukkah that's above 20 amos is pasul, is only if the walls don't reach the schach. But if the walls reach the schach, then it doesn't matter how high the sukkah, the schach is. That's according to Rabba. We'll see in a minute, we do not pass like Rabba. According to Reb Zeira said that what? You have to sit in the shade of the schach and not the shade of the walls. So that not only depends on the height, which is what we're discussing, but it depends on the size. So if you have a little teeny tiny sukkah, Zayin al Zayin, 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, and it goes all the way up. So then all you're getting is the shade of the walls. But let's say I have a huge sukkah from the, you know, from the Belzer Beis Medrash in Yerushalayim, a gigantic sukkah. So then, even if it would be 20 amas high, you're still going to be sitting in the shade of the schach. So then, that would also be an exception to the rule. A sukkah that's above 20 amas is possible, but if it's large enough, okay, the Gemara doesn't give such a large shear at all, but if it's large enough, then you will in fact be sitting in the shade of the schach, not just the shade of the walls, and that would also be kosher. We don't paskin like Reb Zeira either. We paskin like the third reason, like Rava, which leads us with no exceptions. That Riff, Rambam, Rush, all paskin like Rava, above 20 amos is pasul. It doesn't matter if the walls reach the schach, it doesn't matter how large the sukkah is, it must be more than 20 amos is pasul no matter what. Let's see that inside. Tov Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph. Sukkah Shigavah Lamala Emeh Esrim Amah Psula. the sukkah that's more than 20 amos high is psula, and now we go no exceptions. Bein shik dola, bein shik tana. Doesn't matter how wide, how long. Doesn't matter the inside, how large the sukkah is, because we don't pass the gezera. Bein shemachizus magias l'sfach, bein she'ena magias. Whether the walls are going to reach the sach or not also is irrelevant, because we don't pass like Rabba. We pass like Rabba, which means that there are no exceptions. About Esrim Ksheira, but 20 amos is going to be kosher. Afilo kos chocha l'malam me'esrim, kevin she'im b'chalola ela esrim, it's going to be kosher. That means sukkashi l'malam me'esrim amos pilo, but 20 amos is kosher. So at the bottom of the sach is right by 20 amos, that's going to be okay. But malam is 20 amos, not okay. The Mishnah Berurah here, Sifkot and Gimel, spells out the three shittos like we just spoke out. The Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Gimel. Rotsa loma, lafuke mima adam at the psul gova besuka yosem esem ahum mishum de ain't silo mispash yichol akarka. That's Reb Zera. That you're not sitting in the tzel schach, you're sitting in the tzel defunos. We don't pass them like that, and therefore that's not an exception. Right, then he goes on two lines there. Lefis varazu, v'hois the sukkah v'chav harbe. If it be a large sukkah, haya lanu l'hachshir afa gova yoser. Even if it would be higher, it would be kosher, because now you have the shade of the sukkah. It's a large sukkah. Now skip down a line or two. V'gamkin lafukim v'adam etam psul hagova mishun d'lo shalta be'ena. Not like Rabba says the first reason in the Gemara, because your eyes are not going to see the sukkah because it's so high. Skip down two lines. Ulefi svara zu yesh lamar. Hoyu ad defanos gam kin gvoa mad eschach. Mitoch shinosun ena bidefanos. Shein lefanov ena masik vavatoz. Bahabata to. Ach yeres kula. Your eyes are just going to follow the walls all the way up. We don't pass like that. We pass like the third reason, which means there are no exceptions. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Lamala me'esim ama is psul. So that's three lines up from the third to last skinny line. Achein lo kaimala kachalhani svara. We don't paskin like Rabba. We don't paskin like Abzera. El tam psul yoisim esim hum mishum de sukkah diras araiba ina. Has to be a temporary dwelling. Where does the idea of a temporary dwelling come from? Look at the sharatzir and ois dalit. Dichsev, the pasuk says, basukos teishu shivas yamim. Amra torat se midiras keva. Vishay midiras arai. Now, how do we learn from the pasuk? In the sukkahs, you shall sit for 7 days. How does that teach me, you know, say me dearest care of shave dearest arai? Explains the Sharat Siyan from the Ribab. The Hainu me desiv teishvu v'lo ksiv taduru. The Bible says teishvu. Teishvu, I guess, is more of a term of a temporary dwelling. Ladur, dira, taduru is more of a permanent dwelling. That's how we learn that you have to leave your permanent house and sit in a temporary dwelling, and therefore temporary dwellings have to be less than 20 amos or less.
That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Maserah.
What did you say?
Rabbi Yehuda ben Maserah.
Say again?
Rabbi Yehuda ben Maserah, from Rabbi. Just guessing.
Oh, I don't know.
There you go. Good.
I thought it was Rabbi Shem, but... Okay, I'm not sure. Then the Mishnah says all the way at the bottom, it's a very large Sifkat Gimel over here, all the way at the bottom, second to that, the second very, very wide line, Mikomakom Belamata Me'esrim, if your sukkah is less than 20 Amosai, V'osa Adafanos Chazakim Ke'en Payas, you made very, so we said it has to be less than, it can't be more than 20 because then it's permanent. So what if I make it regular sukkah, but I make it permanent? I can build a permanent sukkah. Is that a problem? No, it's not a problem. I made strong walls like Alice. Mamish kosher. It's still kosher. Why? The point is that it's doable. You could make it alright. The Torah wants you to do something that could be alright. It could be temperate. True, you can make it as strong as you want. It could be teeny tiny. You can make the kids can make a little tree house, and it could be strong like anything and stand up to hurricanes. That's not the point. The point is, if it's too high, it must be permanent. It must be small enough, not exactly small, but below 20 amos, where you could theoretically make it arai. If you choose to make a keva, that's fine. Look at the Sharatzi and Ois. That's from the Gemara, right? That's Shitas Rava. Now, because of our choices, the Haran, the calls that be the funnels. When we're talking about this, you have to make it possibly a ride, but you can make it as permanent as you want. That's the walls. The schach lo miskashim in atera ad the avidle aray. The schach is not going to be kosher unless you make the schach. That has to be temporary. That can't be permanent. You can't take the beams to make your schach and nail them into the sukkah. You can't make the schach permanent. Now, okay, I didn't see enough on this for, you know, to discuss that online edition. Talked about a little bit, but not, you know, where do you draw the line? I mean, we've already had the idea that the house I sit, let's say the house I live in all year round is made out of slats of wood that are nailed into the house. So we said that that's Bayesha Kalyumos Hashana, it's not a sukkah, or we said it's a problem of Kasa, Velomina Asui. So here I'm making it the shame sukkah, but I'm making it with a permanence. That's what the Shara Tzimis bring down from Tosis, that's going to be a problem. Okay, then there's a discussion. Well, how permanent is permanent? Okay, but it sounds like to nail the schach into the sukkah, that makes the schach permanent, and that becomes a problem. If the Gemara sukkah daf dalit amar aleph, there the Gemara, straight out of Gemara, Mechaber just brings out the Gemara. So let's just read it in the Mechaber. I have a sukkah that's possible because the schach is more than 20 amas high. However, it's a very it's a schach with lots of leaves and branches. It's not a very neat schach with just bamboo sticks next to each other. It's got branches flying all over the place. And these hutzin perish anafim ktanim im ha'alim shalem. These branches are hanging down into the sukkah below the 20 amah line. So the sukkah itself, the schach is possible. It's more than 20 amahs high. But there's branches hanging down. And the branches are hanging down less than 20 amahs. So maybe the sukkah can be kosher just with those branches hanging down. So the rule is very simple. In tzilasim rubit mechamasim kshera mimla psula. So if there's enough of those branches that if you did not have the upper schach, all you have was these branches hanging down within 20, there's so many of them that you have more shade than sunlight, then that will in fact be a kosher sukkah. If not, then it will not be a kosher sukkah. That's it. Sif Gimel. Okay, now let's say I have a sukkah that's okay, I'll just read the Gemara. The Gemara that in Sukkah daf Yud Amud Beit. Gemara brings a memory. It my noy Sukkah ain mematin b'Sukkah. Amar Rashi umin atzad mematin. The minig halacha. There's an inyan to Zekeli Navera to beautify the mitzvahs. Beautiful. All mitzvahs should be beautiful, and Sukkah is one of those mitzvahs that we like to extra special make beautiful. That's called noy Sukkah. So we're beautifying the Sukkah. So the schach is more than 20 amos high. And then I have beautiful decorations that are hanging down, and those are within 20 amas. Does that lower the sukkah now when we say that the sukkah is not 20 amas high? The answer is no. Ein mematin basukkah. It does not lower the level of the sukkah. For a very simple reason, Rashi says. The lav min schachaninu, because the decorations are not kosher schach. So in the case that the branches are hanging down, that's going to kosher the sukkah. Branches are kosher schach. The decorations are not kosher schach, and therefore it's not going to help the sukkah. Amar of Ashi continues the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Yud, umin atzad b'matin. But in terms of the size of a sukkah, so it has to be at least 7x7, because that's supposed to fit rosho, v'rubo, v'shulchanom. Your head, most of your body, and a teeny tiny table. Now, if I have decorations on the walls that are taking up from that space, so then it is, says Rav Ashi, it is a problem because I don't fit properly into that sukkah, and the sukkah is not considered 7x7, and it's not going to be kosher. Okay, we're going to put that halacha on the side because we're not up to that right now. So that's the first half of Gimel. Let's see it in the Shulchan Aruch. Sukkah, shechalola yosem e'esim amah. My schach is more than 20 amas high, and therefore it's psu. V'tolav advarin na'im, and I hang beautiful decorations from the schach. V'aydekin is my chalala, and now I hang it across the whole schach, and now the decorations are 19, whatever, less than 20 amas above the ground. Does that count? Lo have miut. It does not count. Why doesn't it count? Mishabas if cut done. Zayin lo have miut. But if you have all yadam tzilas and ruba mechamas, and even if you had tons of them and they provide a lot of shade, batam, very simple. The lab means chachu. You know, sheitra bekromim amitziyarim. They would put up like the sheets, the colorful sheets, and different things. It's not the type of schach, so it can't help you. Continues the Mishabura. V'yei shomrim. What if I put up decorations that are kosher schach? If you, there's a new supermarket up the hill called Netto Chisachon. Okay? Big fancy supermarket. You walk in and they have sukkah decorations hanging from the ceiling. That's what it looks like, right? It's all decorated. And these sukkah decorations, they're not sukkah decorations, whatever, they decorated the store with branches. So those branches, assuming they're real, which I assume they're not, but if they would be real, very pretty, green, that would be kosher schach. It's grows on the ground, detached, not a kabotoma, just a branch. So you have these pretty branches. So what if you're hanging pretty branches for decorations? So is that going to count? The Eishah Omrim continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin. Da'afilu mi'ata ba'asovim uprachim shem ksherim l'schach gam kein lo have miut. Even if you're hanging beautiful things that are kosher for schach, it's still not going to help you. Why? Kol shelo tolon rak l'nos asukah b'vad v'lo l'shem tzel. Therefore, lav shame schach alehem. You do not need to put the schach on the shame mitzvah sukkah. But you need to put it on at least the shame tzel that it should provide shade. When I'm putting up these beautiful decorations, I'm putting on the shame beauty, not the shame tzel, not for shade. And therefore, if the sukkah is above 20, and even though I have tons of these beautiful decorations that theoretically are kosher for schach, since they were hung for beauty and not for shade, it doesn't count, and it's not going to help the Pasul Sukkah. Bir Alocha, Nibra Masla Vitola discusses this at length. He wants to be Midayik in Rashi, because Rashi says it's not Kosher Schach. He wants to be Midayik. Prima Gadol wants to be Midayik, so if it will be Kosher Schach, it will be okay. But that's not necessarily the case, because again, it has to be hung there, the shame sale for the shade, and not for beauty, and therefore it will not count. Okay, now the second half of Gimel is a different sukkah back on Daf Gimel of Bays. Let's say the sukkah is 20 amas high. So there's two ways of making a sukkah that's more than 20 amas high, less than 20 amas. I could take the schach and lower it, or have branches hanging down. Or I could take the ceiling and raise it. So now we're up to raising the ceiling at the whole sukkah.
The kosher decorations are not...
Even the kosher decorations are not going to be good because they're not hung there, because they're only hung for beauty. If they'd be hung there for shade, for schach, then they would. Okay, now I want to raise the floor. So I think about Mechaf Amma. Ubo Lamata Bekar Mekat. So I put down lots of pillows and blankets and blankets and pillows. We're going to make a whole Gansa pajama party. And now the pillows and blankets lowered the... Now, between the top of the pillows and blankets, and the schach is only 19 amos. So maybe that will help. Says the Gemara, it does not. Lo havim yit. Ve'afagab dipat linhu. Even if you're mavatis, I'm going to leave it there for X amount of time, the whole yontav, leave it there forever, whatever it is. No, but l'day to etzikol adam. No one takes their pillows and their blankets and his mavata leaves it on the floor for X amount of time. Even if you do it, you don't count. You're weird. Weird doesn't count in Judaism. Rashi says that they're loving miyuk, she ain't sofo lo niach sham kol zayin, because you're not likely to leave it there for the entire week. So Rashi holds it has to be there for the whole week. The Shita Sarach and the Rav Yah is if you leave it there forever. Okay? We'll see for the tour and the Mishabura Armeka, like Rashi, it's enough to leave it there for a week. But it's not normal to leave your pillows and your blankets or your mattresses on the floor for that amount of time. Why? Rashi continues with Nei Hefsid Mamono. The Ram gives a different reason, because it's something that you're always using, and if you're always using it, then you're not really planning on leaving it there. Okay, so that's it at the end of Sif Gata, Sif Gimel. Second line on this page. If you minimize the space between the floor and the ceiling by throwing in pillows and blankets, lo have mir. It doesn't count. Right? The butler died to Yitzchak Adam. He did something weird. That's weird. People don't put their pillows and their blankets and leave it on the floor, sitting in the dirt and the dust for extended periods of time. It's weird. Weird doesn't count. Bira Alacha, Divin Rasa, La Havimiya says, what if you put down, it's so funny, talking about that. In the olden days, carpets were for rich people. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, we don't do carpets so much because it's very dusty here and it's just like, you know, we get sandstorms every other day and it's just not conducive. But in Europe, apparently carpets were, in America, everyone has carpets. And in Europe, it was for rich people. So it says, what about rich man's carpets? So that's made to leave on the floor. And you leave it on the floor for an extended period of time. And let's say I pile up a bunch of carpets. So I'm about to leave it there. That's where it belongs, on the floor. Would that be enough to minimize the space between the floor and the ceiling? So that's a whole big... he wants to say that maybe it should be okay. You're not losing your money, like Rashi says, by leaving it there. The Ron says you're always using it. No, you don't use the carpet. That's how it's used, by leaving it on the floor. And it says, oh, but when you clean it, you pick it up. So maybe it's not called mevatel, you're leaving it there. Yeah, but you're picking it up only to clean it, put it back. And what about now we have something called a vacuum cleaner. You don't have to pick up the carpet to clean it. You take the vacuum cleaner and you vacuum the carpet. Now here we don't have vacuum cleaners, we don't have carpets. But we have carpets, just a vacuum cleaner. Okay, so that's the whole Bir Halacha. These are the Tzarech Ian. For homework, Dibur Masvil, Lo Ave Mir. Let's try to do one more. Sif Dalit. So then the Gemara wants to discuss other things that you can put on the floor and leave them there, and maybe that would minimize the space between the floor and the Schach with these things. So it talks about Teven Ubitlu. Ave Mir. If I take straw and I put it on the floor and I am Mevatalit, again, Shitas Rashi, the way we pass in, Mavata for a week. I'm not leaving it, I'm not touching it on Sukkot. You'll be good. Let's say I take a whole bunch of dirt and go to the local Kaplan, get his dirt, throw it all over the floor, I'm leaving it there for a week, that would also be okay. Now, Rashi says when you're Mavata, you have to Mavata bepeh. I am here by Mavata, this dirt, I'm leaving it on the floor for the entire week. Not everyone agrees that. I mean, it could be you just be mevatalit enough if you do it belayed in your head. Then that's another shita, which we'll see in the Mishnah of Katan Yugimla in a minute. Then the Gemara talks about teben, straw that you have no intentions of moving. What about regular dirt? You're not mevatalit, but you stop, you put down dirt. You didn't think about what you're doing with it. So let's see right now, Shulchan Asif, Dalid. Miyata beteben ubitlo. If you throw down straw, you mavatalit, and raise a mir. That's a mir. And I don't need to tell you, certainly, if you put dirt on the floor, they used to have dirt floors, so that was normal. So certainly, if you put dirt on the floor, you mavatalit, that's going to be it's batal. And then when we come to measure, how high is the schach? We're measuring from the dirt. So you put down enough dirt, you can minimize the airspace. It's going to be no longer going to be 20 amos, and it's going to be kosher. Aval stam, if you throw down even dirt, stam, eino miyut afila ba'afa. But even dirt, if you don't have a specific intention to be mevatel, you just leave it there, stam, that's not good enough. Eino miyut, it's not considered the floor. Ad shivat lenu bepeh. Here the Mechaber passes, you need to do a bepeh, like Rashi said. Mishpat Sifkat Yud Aleph brings down the idea from, there's different sugyas in Erevin that involve these things. You can look up for homework, Shin and Test Beis. The Yesh Omrin Dafka Kishim Avatel La'olam. You have to be Avatel forever. The Yesh Meikia and Dudai Kishim Avatel also Shabbos. Some say it's enough over there in Erevin dealing with Shabbos. You're Avatel for Shabbos, not forever. Hachanam. Hachan Gabi Sukkah Gamkin Dai Lefizat Bishem Avatel L'kol Yemei Achad. It's enough to be Avatel for Yontif. You don't need to be Avatel for more than the week of Sukkot. Shalola Azizam and Kolam, you're not going to move it. But not to Achron Lhaka Bazad. Achron Aramaker, like this opinion, that it's enough to be Mavatal for a week, does not need to be Batal forever, like Rashi told us. Now, Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch says it's done. Achi Vatlenu Bepeh, do Bepeh. Mishabas of Kotin Yugimel. Ayin Shimon Siman Shin Ayvez. It's a totally different Simon involved in Hilchas Erevin. It's enough when you do bitl to do it belay. I don't have to do it, verbalize it. I can just think it in my heart. Cause period. Kasev Acharonim, the Asa Lamata B'Yantiv. So I can't do this trick on Yantiv, because to add on to the building, to raise the floors on Yantiv with all these different building materials, that's adding to the floor. That's Binyan B'Shabbos. That became Bona. There's another interesting problem. Aside from the building aspect, there's a definite problem with doing something, even if the thing theoretically is mutter, but now you've just taken a puzzle sukkah and made it into a kasher sukkah. So that itself is that's problematic. Sharat Tzion on the bottom, Ois Tezvav discusses this, where Brikida Eger has a suffix. Let's say I threw down the dirt on Erev Yontif when I wasn't mevatelet. We said you need to be mevatelet, and on Yontif I'm mevatelet. I don't do anything. I just verbalize it. Could be I just think it. I think or I verbalize that I'm mevatelet, but I didn't do any action. I wasn't mechal Shabbos. So does that work? Am I allowed to be mevatelet beyond it? Now bittel, he says, we find that there is a bittel that's mutter on Yontif on Shabbos. Tafman dal hilchas Pesach, you can mivat the chametz on erev Pesach shechal b'Shabbos. But here you're kashering the sukkah by doing that. That's all discussion. It's also interesting. Bi'alochi hadimah masal aval, but we are out of time. That's Tuf Reish Lami Gimel, Sif Aleph Beis Gimel, and Dalit.